Welcome to the Complete Test Preparation Blog. Visit us online at www.test-preparation.ca.
Percent problems are not nearly as scary as they appear, if you remember this neat trick. Draw a cross like so. Plus. In the upper left, right portion. In the bottom left right hole. In the top right, right percent and in the bottom right, right 100. Whatever your problem is, you will leave blank the unknown, and fill in the other four parts. For example, let's suppose your problem is, find 10% of 50. Since we know the 10% part, we put 10 in the percent corner. Since the whole number in our problem is 50, we put that in the corner marked whole. You always put 100 underneath the percent. So we leave it as is, which leaves only the top left corner blank. This is where we'll put our answer. Now simply multiply the two corner numbers that are not 100. In this case, it's 10 by 50. That gives us 500. Now multiply this by the remaining corner, or 100, to get a final answer of 5. 5 is the number that goes in the upper left corner, and is your final solution. Another hint to remember, percents are the same thing as hundredths in decimals. So 0.45 is the same as 45 hundredths or 45%. Converting percents to decimals. Percents are simply a specific type of decimals. So it should be no surprise that converting between the two is actually fairly simple. Here are a few tricks and shortcuts to keep in mind. Remember that percent literally means per 100 or for every 100. So when you speak of 30%, you're saying 30 for every 100 or the fraction 31 hundredths. In basic math, you learn that fractions that have 10 or 100 as the denominator can easily be turned into a decimal. 31 hundredths is 30 hundredths, or expressed as a decimal, 0.30. Another way to look at it, to convert a percent to a decimal, simply divide the number by 100. So for instance, if the percent is 47%, divide 47 by 100. The result will be 0.47. Get rid of the percent mark and you're done. Remember that the easiest way of dividing by 100 is by moving your decimal two spots to the left. Converting percents to fractions. Converting percents to fractions is easy. After all, a percent is nothing except a type of fraction. It tells you what part of 100 that you're talking about. Here are some simple ideas for making the conversion from a percent to a fraction. Plus. If the percent is a whole number, say 34%, then simply write a fraction with 100 as the denominator, the bottom number. Then put the percentage itself on top. So 34% becomes 34 one-hundredths. Now reduce as you would reduce any percent. In this case, by dividing 2 into 34 and 2 into 100, you get 1750. If your percent is not a whole number, say 3.4%, then convert it to a decimal expressed as hundredths. 4 is the same as 3.40, or 3 and 40 hundredths. Now ask yourself how you would express 3 and 40 hundredths as a fraction. It would, of course, be 3 and 41 hundredths. Reduce this and it becomes 3 and 2 fifths.
Thanks for listening. Visit us online at www.test-preparation.ca.